Dave and Fionnuala.
With Tesco.
Weekdays from 3 to 6.
About 5:30 yesterday evening, I thought, that's a nice time to reveal what I'm going to be doing for Lent so I can skip out the door. I didn't leave it half late enough because I was laughed at by all my colleagues and you as well. And you'll have another opportunity to do that right now. I am off sausages because I've realised at any inconvenience at all, I turn to sausages and I need to stop leaning on them.
So when you turned to us yesterday and said, yeah, no more sausages for the duration of Lent. Yeah, we were like, what in the name of God? How do you think you can do this? But it wasn't only sausages you were going to give up.
All the classics, the crisps, the sweets, the sweet treats, the chocolate. Right about now, I would have a twirl in my mouth. I'd be chewing on something just before the end of the song. Then have to clear my throat to speak to you. I have replaced that today with a melon.
Oh, how bleak.
It's not bleak. It's lovely.
Is it though?
You know, that you might have never bought one, but you've seen them in supermarkets. Just a big yellow melon, not to be confused with watermelon. And yeah, put a load of those chunks into a lunchbox. And that is my sweet treat instead of chocolate.
John, I'm actually glad for you that you can sit here.
I'm not coughing because of the melon
now.
No. Something just caught in my throat.
I do need to reframe how I'm thinking about this, Dave.
You laughed at me, so you're telling me that you have solutions for me today.
Yeah, I realised yesterday I wasn't very supportive of your Lent challenge, Dave, so I want to make it up to you today. I've contacted a few people to see if they could suggest some healthy suggestions for you to have as a sweet treat sub in. And I thought the most obvious person to try first was Gwen Stefani. Now, she suggested bananas, then I thought Harry Styles would be a good one to ask, and he came back with strawberries and sugar. I even went back in time to ask Prince what he thought you should have. Then I was like, Justin Bieber might be worth asking because he can actually tell you where to go to get what you need. I got my peaches out in Georgia. And then I realised the best person to sort you out with a healthy sub in for a sweet treat. I'd say there's no chance you remember this lad's name, but he's got a couple of bits for you.
I have an apple. I have pineapple.
Pico Taro. He's the man who'll help you out for the next 40 days, Dave.
Wow. Thank you so much, Fionnuala, for all the fruit inspiration of this Ash Wednesday.
I just thought I had to call in the big guns and the celebrities and music stars who could support you in this journey.
Remember, no sausages, sweet treats, chocolate, twirls, crisps, fizzy cola bottles, all the good stuff is gone, but the top priority is the sausages and the twirls are out. Thanks, Finn.
I hope you find it helpful.
Only 46 days to go until Easter Sunday.
Hey! Dave and Fionnuala.
With Tesco.
Weekdays from 3 to 6.